Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 31. The Reverend Dr. Matthew Harrison is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of the one spirit. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot should say, "Because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the sense of hearing? If the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I have no need of you," nor again the head to the feet, "I have no need of you." On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And on those parts of the body that we think less honorable, we bestow the greater honor. And in our unrepresentable parts, they are treated with greater modesty, which our more presentable parts do not require. But God has so composed the body, giving greater honor to the part that lacked it, that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. Now you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, helping, administrating, and various kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all possess gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But earnestly desire the higher gifts. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Welcome. It's so nice to see all these familiar faces. I won't say old familiar faces. I'll just say familiar faces. It's great to see you, and you bring back many memories and good memories. Paul says, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. I've enjoyed, in the last couple of days, reading press releases and other things about the opening of the International Center. How many of you were here when it was opened? There are quite a few. We should do some oral histories today. Make a note of that. It's so wonderful to see you. You could stand up here and tell us about it. Joe Eisenhower reported originally. I haven't seen Joe for quite a while now. I miss him. 127,000 square feet. Cost of construction, $10 million. In today's dollars, $30 million. Of course, the dollars, it was noted, hadn't been coming in as expected. Some things never change. Dr. Bowman preached on Ecclesiastes 3, a time to build. It was a time he preached for the Church of Jesus Christ to build up all over this world. Men and women and children are dying without the knowledge of Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They planted a historical capsule somewhere around here, to be opened in 2047 at the 200th anniversary of Synod. I probably won't make it to that occasion. Does anybody know where that capsule is? We'll have to do some searching for that. Wow, I realize I've been here for more than half of the building's life. Holy cow. That gray hair sneaks up on you. Dr. Bowman preached for the 25th anniversary of the building 15 years ago. And I remember, as a celebration of that fact, our Indian partner church, India Evangelical Lutheran Church, gave us this wonderful black granite altar for the 100th anniversary of missions in India and also for our anniversary here. And it was quite a special thing. Mr. Raj, who just recently passed, was a granite dealer and a benefactor of our Indian church. He traveled with this altar, which had panels that had to be assembled. I came by here, walked by the chapel heading somewhere, and I asked Barb Kenyans how it was going. Mr. Raj was in here directing three or four workers. And Barb said, terrible, terrible.
What's the matter? Nobody knows what he wants.
Well, having been to India a couple times, I immediately knew that much. It was the head bobble. So when an Indian, if you ask an Indian, how's it going? He goes like this. And we, when we see this, we think, not so well, not sure. So they're asking him, should we put this here, that there? I don't know. So I immediately went down the hall and got Grace Rao. And she came back, she's from India, as interpreter. And the altar got put together quite wonderfully. I think that's kind of a metaphor for this building. I read Jack Price's last convention report in 83, and or 81, I'm sorry. And I read the list of concerns that he had about the future of the church, current state. I could have written it yesterday, right down the line. The challenges remain. They're intensified. Who of us could have ever thought 40 years ago that we'd have the craziness in the military, the crazy gender stuff going on everywhere, all kinds of hatred expressed against Christians, and who knows what else. So it's intense, and it's getting more intense. But as Dr. Bowman expressed, now is the time for the church to build. And we've continued to do that, despite the challenges, despite our difficulties. From this place, we assist the congregations, we're here to assist the congregations to spread the blessed gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. And that message is the salvation of mankind. He was put to death for our transgressions and raised for our justification. That's the only reason we exist. All the wonderful things that happen out of this building in service to the church and her 6,000 congregations, 6,000 clergy, thousands of teachers and workers, is dedicated to that gospel. The clear scriptures and the Lutheran confessions would speak it so clearly. Commission on Theology, Doctrinal Review, Ecclesiastical Supervision, LCMS Foundation, LCEF, Concordia Plans, Legal Assistance, Military Chaplaincy, KFUO Radio, Youth, Pro-Life Work, Outreach, University Education, Service to Seminaries, and on and on and on. Accounting and administration, all of that required to do the business. The gospel of Christ and His forgiveness is proclaimed and sustained around the world, and it continues to go to places it wasn't 40 years ago. Thanks be to God. And you, my friends, are part of the body of Christ. It's sometimes it's a pain to walk up to steps to this building. And it's daunting sometimes to think what's in front of us. And nevertheless, it's a great blessing. And the blessing is you today. We thank God for all of you. We thank you for the service you rendered to the Synod. Invaluable. Without you covering those pieces you covered in such a wonderful way, caring for the workers here, caring for people internationally, looking after our people in the field, without you, that doesn't happen. And you are a part of the body that has been gifted to serve the body in a very special way. and we thank God for you. My friends, your sins are covered. You're baptized. Thanks be to God that God used you in such an extraordinary and incredible way for a period of time. You're an inspiration to us. We thank God for you. And it gives me and all of us the greatest joy to see you again in this place. Congratulations. God grant it. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you.
The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.